Welcome to this edition of Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. In this weekly show, you'll catch two fund managers who'll share their views on a selection of listed companies both here and overseas. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be notified of new episodes each week. And don't forget that all the views expressed are general in nature and you should seek your own advice before making any decisions of your own. That's all from me. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the latest edition of Buy, Hold, Sell. Hey, how you doing? And welcome to Livewire's Buy, Hold, Sell. I'm Ali Selby, and today we'll be analysing your top tipped ETS or exchange traded funds for 2024. To do that, we're joined by Shaw & Partners' Adam Dawes and Andrew Violent from DP Wealth Advisory. Okay, this episode is a little longer than usual. We'll be analysing 10 exchange traded funds. So let's get straight into it. First up, we have the BetaShares NASDAQ 100 ETF. The code is NDQ. Adam, I'm going to start with you today. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
Look, I think it's a buy. I think overall, it's a tough one because where we are with this market and certainly all those NASDAQ stocks and those technology stocks. But the reason why I still like it is that I think that those technology stocks still have further to go. There's still a lot more earnings upgrades going forward. And the NDQ, plus some of these other ones that we're going to talk about, are sort of staples in clients' portfolios. So for me, it's a buy.
Okay, this one will cost investors around 48 bips per year. Andrew, over to you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
Ali, it's a buy, but with the similar disclaimer, rider, get out of jail, that Adam just gave. Yeah. It's had a ripper of a year. That's a technical finance term for those playing at home. And to your point around those earnings upgrades, it's trading on around 30 times earnings, or the index is trading on 30 times earnings, but the earnings forecast is around 30 times as well. So even though it's punchy, the EPS or the earnings forecast is also punchy. So on balance, it's a buy.
Okay, next up we have a very popular one. It's the Vanguard Australian Shares Index, or VAS, as it's very commonly known. Andrew, staying with you, is it a buy, hold, or sell?
So VAS would be a buy. That's pretty simple. It's a passive ETF. It's actually following the ASX 300 as opposed to the ASX 200. And Vanguard's rationale, as I understand it, is that you're trying to capture some of those smaller companies. And it's been driving around 0.2% per annum additional return relative to the ASX 200. So if you look at VAS's fees, from memory, it's around 0.6 or 0.06, seven basis points for those playing at home. From my point of view, it's a core holding. It's a buy.
Okay, over to you.
Yeah,
Adam.
Look, I agree as well. I think it's a buy. It is that core holding. You know, you might want to pick 15 stocks, 20 stocks in a portfolio, but you're not going to get the ASX 300 in that. So it's a great way to then capture the rest of the market by putting one ETF inside of the portfolio. So you're really happy with it. It's low cost, it's Vanguard, so there's lots of liquidity in there going forward, and it really just tracks the market. So yeah, it's a good one.
Okay, next up we have more of a thematic ETF. It's the BetaShares Global Cybersecurity ETF. Staying with you, Adam, is it a buy, hold, or sell?
This one's a hold for me. I've had a little bit of trouble with this one. I would have thought it had done a lot better than what it has had done previously. With all the Medibank and all the Optus and all these kinds of things, I thought that really would take that off. It's very much an international ETF, so it does have a lot of those sort of bigger cybersecurity businesses in there. But for me, yeah, it's been a little bit disappointing. So I'm just going to say a hold on that one because I do feel that cybersecurity is going to be important going forward.
It's also quite expensive. It will set investors back around 118 bips per year. Andrew, over to you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
So Adam and I normally align, but today, my friend, not so.
That's okay. It is
a buy. And as we're going through, I'll talk about some of the ones that I held in my own self-managed super fund, of which this is one of them. In fact, this is one of the first ones I bought because for all the reasons that you just outlined, and as a small business owner, I look at my costs of IT and all the security, and that's tripled over the last 3 years. Wow. Now, I'm just one little business in regional Australia, but you can't tell me that other businesses around the country aren't facing that, and to all the points that you raised before. It's certainly fully priced, there's no doubt about that, but as a mega trend or as a thematic, the bad guys and girls are not going away, sadly, and we need to protect ourselves. Hack is a buy.
Okay, next up today we have the VanEck MSCI International Quality ETF. Andrew, is it a buy, hold, or sell?
You don't like that one, do you?
The one ETF to rule them all, ladies and gentlemen. No, it's a ripper. It's an absolute, family friendly. It's a very good one. From my point of view, it's the top 200 quality businesses around the world out of a universe of 1,543. High return on shareholders funds, steady to increasing revenue, steady to decreasing debt. It's got Nvidia in there, which is helping, of course. It's about 40% tech, so you need to be mindful of that. It's up 40% for the year. It's another one of the core holdings in my self-managed super fund. Out of all the ones we're going to talk about today, it's probably the one I'm most certain on. It's a buy.
Okay, this one's also quite cheap. It will cost investors around 40 bips per year. Mm. Over to you, Adam. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
I'm going to stay with my learned colleague there and say it's a buy. It's a core portfolio holding for all of our clients. We basically have it in there, and I'm very happy to switch out some other international ETFs that clients might have that are a little bit off the reservation. We put them into that and they're very, very happy. Qual is a buy.
Okay, next up today with the iShares S&P 500 ETF. The ticker is IVV. Adam, staying with you, is it a buy, hold or sell?
Again, this one is a buy. I mean, hopefully we get some sells in this list, but IVV is fantastic. It really gives you that broad depth. Everybody talks about the Dow Jones, everybody talks about the NASDAQ, but really it's the S&P 500 that drives the market, and it is the broader market as well. It's a great way to get access to it. It's not hedged, so you have to worry about that sort of currency sort of moving forward. But IVV is a classic and a staple in anybody's portfolio. It's a buy.
Okay, that one is incredibly cheap. I think BlackRock only charges investors around 4 bips per year.
Wow.
Over to you, is it a buy, hold or sell?
It's pretty easy. It's also a buy. It's the top 500 companies in the US economy. So if you're a believer in the US economy, and with due respect to the US, there's a few moving parts there at the moment, but if you're a believer in the 340 million consumers going out and doing their thing every day, then IVV is absolutely the way to do it. You've absolutely nailed it relating to the hedging piece, so we just need to be mindful of that. IHVV if you're worried about the Aussie dollar, but I'm very comfortable with IVV. It's a buy.
Okay, next up today we had the VanEck Morningstar Wide Moat ETF. Andrew, staying with you, is it a buy, hold or sell?
It's a buy-a-thon today, Ellie. another one that I have in my self-managed super fund. There is a hedge version, MHOT from memory. I'm quite comfortable with it being unhedged at the moment. So as the name suggests, it's buying businesses with a wide moat. It's rules-based, so in other words, there's particular rules that determine what makes up a moat. And it's only 15% tech. So some of the other ones we've just been talking about, you know, Qual's 40% tech. To me, it's almost like a barbell. I've got moat on this side to help defray that heavy tech exposure they've got on Qual on this side. But again, it's performed incredibly well, so it's a buy.
This one has management fees of 49 bips per year. Over to you, Adam. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Yeah, it's probably a hold from me. Morningstar, I'm not a huge fan of, and it's their index that they're using. So there's a lot of smarts and it's a big business that goes into that. Just a little bit cautious on this one. It has had a grand, fantastic run. So like it really has done very, very well. And we like businesses with great moats on it as well. So I think they're capturing a little bit of that, you know, and. But anyway, I think it's a hold. I've got clients in it. They've done very, very well. I like that idea of that less of that tech exposure because, we've got too much tech in our portfolios. Yeah, a little bit cautious up here from where it is, and it's a hold.
Okay, speaking of tech exposures, next up we have the Global X FANG Plus ETF. Adam, is that one a buy, hold or sell?
So what was the original FANG? It was Facebook, Amazon, Netflix and Google, right? So that was the original theme that they went with that. They've obviously got all of those in there and NVIDIA's in there as well and those kinds of things. Again, I think this one is a good one. It'd be a hold for me as well. I think there might be some pullback in that tech space, albeit we were just sort of talking about how great it's been. I just think that it might pull back a little bit halfway through this year. That might give you the opportunity to get into this one. I'm just feeling it's a little bit hot in a thematic ETF that we talked about. And I think that you could probably do a little bit better. So it'd be a hold from me. And if you had it, I'd probably take some profits.
Okay, this one will set investors back around 35 bips per year. Andrew, over to you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
Mate, I thought we were aligned. What happened?
Well, yeah.
It's a buy, and my simple brain rationale is if I said that the NASDAQ was a buy, then this should be a buy as well. But with due respect to Adam, what he didn't say but he inferred was that there's not a lot of healthcare exposure in there. So if you think about the NASDAQ, heavy in tech, heavy in healthcare, so that's why potentially that's a buy without trying to put words in your mouth.
Yeah.
Whereas this is more tech-focused, and as we've said, it's certainly frothy valuation. So if I sort of put the Adam lens on it, I absolutely understand where you're coming from. But simple brain Andrew says, well, if I think the NASDAQ is a buy, this is a subset of that. A lot of common names in there. It's very heavy in NVIDIA, and that's obviously a big theme coming across a number of these ETFs today. So if you're worried about NVIDIA, forget everything that we've said, just throw it all out the window. But if you think AI and chips are the way of the future, then certainly FANG and a number of these ETFs remain a buy.
Okay, we're still going. Next up, we have the Vanguard Australian Shares High Yield ETF. Andrew, is that one a buy, hold, or sell?
This one's a tougher one. I think it's probably a hold. At these levels, it's paying a 5.06% dividend for those playing at home, pays quarterly. It's full of banks, and banks have just had a ripper of a run, absolute ripper. Albeit it's also got resources, and resources are off 15-odd% for the year as well. So, look, on balance, I think it's a hold, but certainly for people who are looking for that steady, predictable income, 72 high-yielding companies, rules-based, doesn't hold REITs, doesn't hold listed property trusts, certainly lots to like about it, but I think from an income perspective, in particular given that bank bias, it's a bit warm at the moment, it's a hold.
Okay. That one will cost investors around 35 bits per year in fees. Over to you, Adam. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
Yeah, this one would be a hold to a sell. And we've had other ETFs that sort of do the same thing, like Harvester, all those kinds of things. It gives away income for expensive capital. And so you just got to be a little bit careful with these ones because of that. The price is doing really well, but then you're getting the income. But then sometimes that price does fall and then you get caught into this dividend trap. And certainly something like a BHP at the moment, which it will have in there, those dividends we know are going lower for the next 2 to 3 years. So, yeah, potentially I think it's a hold because obviously it has the thematic of income. So that's what you're getting. But I think that income will come at expense of capital. And that could be the problem going forward with that one. So, yeah, but just be a little bit cautious on that one.
Okay, I'm going to push you for a call, a hold or a sell. What one would it be?
I'm going to say sell. The only reason is that expensive capital. I think you just got to be cautious, and I think you can find some better dividend paying stocks out there.
Okay. Next up today, we have the Global X Physical Gold ETF. Adam, nearly there. Is that one a buy, hold, or sell?
Look, this one's a buy. It's a commodity base, so it's not company based, so it's not company driven. So that takes a lot of the risk out of it. It does invest in gold. Gold's had a fantastic run and will continue to do well in these uncertain environments that we're seeing around there by war, higher interest rates, all of those kinds of things. It's about a 5% weighting in most of my clients' portfolios. We did struggle a couple of years ago, really wasn't doing that well, but now everything's started to move and it's a great defensive asset in there as well, so it's a buy.
Okay, this one has management fees of 40 bips per year. Andrew, over to you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
It's a buy, and well done to you to getting your clients to have a percentage allocation to that. Because
Absolutely.
Again, some clients go, no dividend. But if you think about the diversification piece, to your point around all the unusual things happening in the world, you didn't mention, of course, our friends in the US, and that coming into year end, you definitely want something that's not necessarily correlated to share markets or going to move around with share markets. So that's a really easy one. That's a buy.
Okay, last up today is the BetaShares Global Uranium ETF. It's been incredibly popular over the last year. The ticker is URNM. Andrew, last one for you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
Save the best one to last, Ali. It's a sell. It's run incredibly hard over the last 12 months. It's up about 55%. The spot uranium price is starting to come off at the moment. There's a few reasons behind that. The US is not sanctioning the Russian excess weapons-grade uranium coming on through, so that the market didn't take that news too well. We were talking earlier around thematic ETFs, and you know sometimes you've got to know when to fold them and know when to run. This is a time to run, so it's a sell.
Okay, do you agree, Adam? It costs around 69 bits per year. Would you be buying, holding, or selling URNM?
No, I disagree. I'm going to go the other way. I think it's a buy. I think that overall, uranium has had a horrible 20 years. It's now only now starting to come back into the limelight. We are looking for energy transition. Uranium is the cleanest fuel going forward. Uranium has had a fantastic run. I can't disagree with that, but we are continuing to buy it. Our analysts think that the spot price of uranium is at $100. It got there a lot quicker, and we think it could get to $150 next year. We're really bullish on uranium, so it's a buy from me.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed that episode of Buy, Hold, Sell as much as I did. If you did, why not give it a like? Remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're adding so much great content just like this every single week. Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis and insights. Register for free online at livewiremarkets.com and you'll discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.